to the UK now, and the pressure on Boris Johnson to resign keeps intensifying over his handling of allegations of rule-breaking parties at Downing Street. The British Prime Minister is under massive strain, even from within his own Conservative Party. Today, a Tory MP defected and walked across the floor to join Labour. A senior Conservative MP, David Davis, is among those calling for Boris Johnson to step down.
I expect my leaders to shoulder the responsibility for the actions they take. Yesterday, he did the opposite of that. So I'll remind him of a quotation altogether too familiar to him of Leo Amery to Neville Chamberlain. You have sat there too long for all the good you have done. In the name of God, go.
With us now is our London correspondent, Ollie Barrett. Kia ora, Ollie. The pressure really does keep building, doesn't it?
In one sense, yes, and in another sense, no. It's been a very curious day here in the UK. Two bombshells dropped, sandwiching Prime Minister's questions. That one at the start you mentioned, Christian Wakeford, defecting from the Conservatives, saying he can't accept Boris Johnson's leadership and the direction his government is taking the country in. And then Boris Johnson was defiant in PMQs, insisting he's not going to resign, insisting MPs need to wait for the investigations into allegations of parties and gatherings at Downing Street over the last 18 months or so. And you felt that he'd got through 20 minutes or so and probably would have been relatively happy with how PMQs had gone. And then came that second bombshell from David Davis that we heard just there, a senior figure in the party, a former cabinet minister, a former backer at times of Boris Johnson, adding to those calls for him to go. But actually, in the Conservative Party, there are a number of MPs who are angry with Christian Wakeford for defecting, don't want to hand the opposition Labour Party further victories like that, feel that it's the wrong way to handle disquiet with Boris Johnson's leadership. And there are also Conservative MPs who think that David Davis acted in an inadvisable way in the Commons. That's not to say Boris Johnson is out of the woods by any means at this stage, but this time 24 hours ago, we wondered whether he'd get to this point without actually having that vote of no confidence triggered. And it hasn't been yet. We haven't heard from the 1922 committee that enough letters have gone in calling for Boris Johnson to go. He may have gained himself a stay of execution, but whether he continues as party leader very much remains in the hands of Conservative MPs. And despite everything I've just said, many of them are still not convinced that he's the man to lead them in the months ahead.
Yeah, it's interesting. Some within the Labour Party are rejecting Christian Wakeford joining based on his voting history. But in the meantime, I imagine Labour having a field day.
Well, Keir Starmer also looked like he was enjoying Prime Minister's questions earlier, although some critics would say he didn't land any killer blows with what was a bit of an open goal. But those calls for Boris Johnson to resign absolutely continue. The Labour Party absolutely feels that this is an issue that has really cut through with the public, that's led to huge amounts of anger. The polls continue to suggest massive leads for Labour in parts of the country, leads nationally. Keir Starmer pulling ahead as the man that voters might like to see in Downing Street as the next Prime Minister. So there's lots of good news around for the Labour Party, lots of bad news around for the Conservatives. And as I say, if Boris Johnson has gained himself more time, one of the things that MPs have been saying that haven't made up their mind yet in the Conservative Party is that they will wait for that Sue Gray investigation into parties in and around Downing Street. And if that comes out, and Boris Johnson said today in the Commons he expects it next week, if that comes out and contains huge criticisms of Boris Johnson and the way he's handled all of this and potentially fresh revelations about parties, it could be at that moment that more letters flood into that 1922 committee attempting to bring Boris Johnson down.
Ollie Barrett, thank you for your time. He's our London correspondent.